Thank you for subscribing to HawkeyeDrive.com, your stop for Iowa football, men's basketball content. I'm Brendan Stiles. We're here at Carlos O'Kelly's on this Wednesday evening with Gary Dolphin once again for our weekly chat. Gary, how's it going?
Going good, Brandon. 3-1, not much to complain about. And, of course, there's a special aroma on Saturdays in October when you're talking Big Ten football. So I think the Hawks are ready to get it going.
Just looking back at Saturday's game, it wasn't quite the start that Iowa was expecting, but the Hawkeyes were able to dominate. Just what did you take away from seeing that performance and just the way they were able to bounce back from the loss to Arizona?
I know Eddie Podolak and I expected a little bit of a hangover. I mean, it was just a kind of a disastrous road trip all the way around from the travel to the different time zones to a lot of different things. And obviously Arizona had a lot more of a hangover than the Hawkeyes did. They barely held on to beat Cal Saturday night. Now, granted, Ball State's not Cal, but I think after that first quarter, the defense was holding serve, and you knew it would. The offense finally got going in the rain. I know the ball's being wet, but there were some drop passes. Ricky had some issues, but the once that offense got rolling downhill, it was a dominating performance. Certainly the highlights to me were Stansy's overall play, and he's been terrific through 4 weeks. But Keenan Davis catching his first touchdown pass, I think, will do world good for him going forward. And then the two freshmen, Coker and Brad Rogers, Brad being a redshirt freshman, I think Adam Robinson's breathing easier, and the Hawkeye coaching staff feels better now about the renewed depth at the tailback position. Obviously, Hampton and Wager are gone for how long, we don't know. But and A-Rob's a durable back. I'm not saying he can't carry the ball 30 times a game, but when you got two big studs behind him like Coker and Rogers, it's reassuring that should Adam need a blow, I think Kirk's confident, even in Big Ten playing, putting those guys in there. Those were the highlights to me, and I think the offensive line is getting better every week.
You talk about Adam Robinson, and you know, Ferentz yesterday was joking during his press conference about how he wanted to give Adam Robinson like 40-plus touches, but you know, I thought back because they have a bye week next week, and the last time that this happened, Iowa played Wisconsin. That was when Sean Green had his monster game against the Badgers. What are you expecting from Robinson going up against a really solid defense that Penn State has?
I expect a similar performance like we've seen previously. Now, Penn State is not going to blitz as much as Arizona. They're certainly as big and physical, but I don't look for Penn State to take the type of chances that Arizona did. Penn State's breaking in new linebackers. They've played some, but they're not at the level of Navarro Bowman and Sean Lee and those guys a year ago. Ali Agbu is the only returning veteran with a lot of starts in that defensive line. So I expect the Hawks to look at that and to run the football. That said, we've always known that passing is the strength of this offense, but if they can establish that run, that makes Ricky Stansy that much more lethal in the play action. And they're going to have to hit some passes. They're going to have to hit some plays in the passing game Saturday night to beat Penn State. I just like their passing game. Reisner had a career-high 5 receptions last Saturday. I think they can throw the ball and keep and still control the clock, evidence last Saturday. But they're going to want to run the ball with Adam Robinson, and no doubt in my mind, I think they can run the ball on this defense.
With this being the week Iowa faces Penn State, I have to ask, considering the last 2 years we've seen absolutely like epic monumental games, at least from Iowa standpoint, just what were those experiences like for you as an announcer to, you know, be able to call like the ending of that game in 2008 and then to see what happened last year out at Beaver Stadium?
You live for moments like that or games like that, Brandon. The Claiborne punt block a year ago really, really turned the tide. I not only in that game, but I think for the season, Iowa was trailing in the game. They had, you know, the stunner was the up top Daryl Clark to Chaz Powell to start the game on the first play from scrimmage. That's just the total opposite, the total reverse of what, at least from my perspective, you want to see happen. So, but I've also come to learn over 35 years of doing this, that every football game is 60 minutes. There's a lot of ebb and flow. So you don't get real high after one great play. You don't get real down after a tough play. And that kind of, I think, is Kirk Ferentz's persona. He's always, against a team like Penn State, he just wants to be there in the fourth quarter because he feels because of special teams, because of good defense, because of his veteran quarterback, they'll make enough plays in the fourth quarter to win the football game. That said, 2 years ago, I thought it showed a lot of character. And maybe just like that overtime win in Happy Valley in Kirk's second year when they only went 3-9, but that was a program-changing moment, I feel, when they won out there when Ryan Hansen picked the pass off in overtime. 2 years ago when Danny Murray kicked that field goal, it made those young guys believe that they could win close games, and I think that progress transcended right into last year when they won 4 or 5 close games. So there are defining moments throughout the season that you go back on, and hopefully we'll have another one Saturday night.
Yeah, it's funny you say it because I kind of think back to those things too, and specifically with the 2008 game, I always felt like that game really just not only changed the program but changed, I guess, the culture, it seems, around this team, because Iowa was barely 500 going into that game, and then you just see how things have gone since then. Iowa's won 17 out of 20.
And that's why I think Saturday night, if it comes down to a close game in that fourth quarter, I like Iowa's chances. And we've talked about this on your program a number of times. Let's not forget there are 26 seniors on this football team. 19 of them involved in the two deeps, and all of them have contributed a time or two this season. That's where I just think that with this salty of a defense, which is played as good as expected from the get-go, and with this veteran quarterback, Ricky Stanzi, I think, is just playing at a different level. I mean, he's got 9 TD passes, 1 pick. He's thrown for 1,000 yards in 4 games, and I don't think we've seen his best moment yet. I think Iowa has too many weapons against an, albeit a very good, another very good Penn State team, but I don't think this is Joe Pa's best team in the last 4 or 5 years. That doesn't mean it's not a good team and can't win the game. If Iowa plays a clean game, does not turn the ball over, I think they win.
A couple more questions for you here. Just, I guess, with the defense, what are you kind of expecting there? Because obviously Penn State has a true freshman at quarterback, but they also have Evan Royster at running back. And as you were saying on the program tonight, he's on the verge of breaking a major milestone at Penn State.
You always want to stop the run first, especially against Penn State, when you think of all the great running backs they've had. And Evan Royster might be the best one numbers-wise by the time he's done. He's over 3,000 career yards, just phenomenal talent. He had a breakout game last week against Temple, 187 yards. Now, Temple's defense isn't Iowa's defense. I felt Iowa was going to come after Bolden, the young quarterback, regardless, but they want to stop the run first. Now Penn State has lost one of its outstanding linemen, and Eliotti's a tackle to a torn ACL. They're already playing a redshirt freshman at tight end, so you're going to have two first-year guys trying to chip on Adrian Claiborne. I'm not sure. They better have their heads on a swivel, because I think this plays right into Claiborne's hand, and given the way Mike Daniels has elevated his game, I think he gets in earlier to spell Klug and Claiborne, and Benz is a quality player. I just think that front four, whoever's in there, is really going to perform admirably. I think they're really going to get after this young guy, try and force him into mistakes. But no question, you got to stop the run first. I don't think, to my way of thinking, the two keys are Penn State's offensive front against Iowa's defensive front, and then Rick Stanzi. I think Rick Stanzi's a difference in the end.
And you touched on the key, so I want to just get you out here on this. With it being homecoming, with it being a night game, with it being against a team that, as we said, Iowa's played some classic games against the last couple of years, what are you expecting in terms of an atmosphere Saturday night at Kinnick Stadium?
Nothing more than what I expected and got last year at Happy Valley when they had the whiteout Saturday. And I think Iowa even fed off that adrenaline. It was just an unbelievable atmosphere at Beaver Stadium. And as loud as it was with 100 and whatever it is, 9,000, 7,000, 104,000, I think 70,000 people in Kinnick make just as much noise as any venue I've ever been in, with the possible exception of the Big House, or not the Big House, but the Horseshoe in Columbus, because of the cantilevered nature of that stadium. It just holds the noise better. I really like Iowa's chances because of the crowd, because it's homecoming, because they're playing a freshman quarterback. If the Hawks just play a clean game, and I think they will, I think it's, you know, they understand this is Big Ten football now. We need to take it up another notch. I really like Iowa's chances. And here's the other component, Brandon. They know they've got 2 weeks off after Saturday night. So what more motivating factor do you need other than what you've already mentioned, plus the fact that you can relax a few days and recharge yourself for the stretch run of the Big Ten season?
You can listen to Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak call the game Saturday night on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Kickoff is at 7:05. And just a reminder, we will not have our chat next week because Iowa does have the bye, but we will be back in 2 weeks to briefly recap Iowa's game against Penn State and look ahead to the Hawkeyes' trip to Ann Arbor up at the Big House against Denard Robinson, Michigan. Gary, thank you very much for the time.
Thanks, Brandon. Go Hawks. Go Zach Johnson this weekend in the Ryder Cup.